Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another segment of You and I. It's Freedom Friday. We're recording on the 11th, November the 12th, 2010. And as I said, this is Freedom Friday. And as for those who do not know what Freedom Friday is, Freedom Friday is a time where you can speak out or stand up for whatever it is or whatever cause. We prefer that you stand out as opposed to speaking out. You know, anyone can speak out, but when you make a stand and you stand for something, like Malcolm said, you know, you can fall for everything, you know, but stand for something, make a stand. That's what being a man is all about. But anyway, Freedom Friday is this platform to do that. And while I'm allowing you guys to think about what you want to say, the basis of the program today is going to be about a very dangerous organization who's not even a secret, even though they're considered a secret society. And I don't think a lot of people really understand who they are. And we're going to talk about something that could get me and my co-host. Oh, by the way, the co-host is Mr. Dennis Brooks, and myself is Jaheem Hanif. Sorry about that. I just want to get deep into the subject. We're both putting our lives on the line. I just want to say that right off, you know, the record. We're going to be talking about the Illuminati. And for those who may not know who the Illuminati is, there's two things I need to tell you listeners that is required for this show. One is a computer, if you have it. It's not necessary. But the one thing that you must have and you should have is a dictionary. Now, you might find the word Illuminati in the dictionary. You may not. But if you've got a dictionary and a computer, consider yourself pretty much on the way of being a scholar. But I think books are better than technology, because technology can be tweaked, just like the mind can be tweaked. And the source is better to have the book. But I'm going to look at trying to get books that Google don't want to put on electronically. We need to put these books on electronically so that people can have them, because they have to, the word has to live on, not the paper, the word. Anyway, moving on, this is what the program is going to be about, and let my co-host jump in. How do you feel about, or you have something you want to stand on today, or you want to get to the heart of the matter here?
Let's get to the heart of the matter. You say Illuminati is related to the word illuminate. Light, illuminate. Now, Yah says, Yeshua says, I am the light of the world. The light of the world is the law of love. For
define love, because you're not talking about the devil philosophy of love. You're talking about divine love. People don't understand that. You know they don't. We overuse that word so much.
Love, the word love?
Yeah. Like, I'll give you a perfect example. You love ice cream. Now, you know ice cream can't love you.
You're right.
So what is the love?
Okay.
What is the insinuation of the ice cream insinuating love?
Let's get to the beginning. Okay. The Divine Trinity is a family where love is a reality, because love cannot exist as one entity, because love is the establishing of a relationship between more than one. In terms of the Divine Trinity is your family, and the law of the Divine Trinity is the law of love. As Yah is love, loving. Now, love in relationship to light. Look at it this way. On the Damascus Road, who did Saul meet before he became Paul? Light. What kind of light? Not light from the sun or from material light, but Yah light. Now, I said to you before that sometimes when you are dealing with someone, that you are Christ's presence as light, and you might find responses like, for no reason, a hatred, because light exposes darkness, and darkness want to remain dark. They don't want light shed on the darkness. Now, the Illuminati, it's interesting in that to illuminate means to shed light on.
Yes, you're right. And it's interesting you say that, because you're right. It is the Latin for illumitus, which means enlightened. So that's interesting, but it's not really that far off if you think about the nature of the satanic nature. What is Satan's greatest weapon? To appear as an angel of light.
Okay, but you're going too fast.
I'm
as
sorry.
Usual, brother. Okay. Before there was a Satan, who became Satan? Lucifer the light bearer. Lucifer the light bearer. Now, for the listeners, you say, when referring to Lucifer as the light bearer, bearer of which light? The same light that I'm talking about, that is your presence, the presence of Jahima, Jah glory light. See, I have it right here. Christ's presence is Jah glory light. Now, you say,
and right on again, light bearer, that is what Lucifer is.
But Lucifer was not the light, because the light was the second person of the divine Trinity, and it was the Word, the Holy Spirit, the Word, glory. The Word, glory, had to give up his glory, and that glory was glory light. See, Christ, glory light. This the Word became flesh, dwelt among us. You follow?
Of course.
Died, resurrected. You say he had to give up his glory for him to become human. But then you say, after resurrection, seated, Father, return to I the glory I had with you before I left. And this same glory I give to Jehima. So you are the same as Christ walking today. Now that is difficult for many people, the disciples including. Peter says, Master, you're walking on water. Let me walk too. He did for a while, but when Peter is going against all the laws that his mind know, he sank. Of course, he didn't get hurt.
But see, you said a key is how you think.
Definitely.
And I changed, not only did I change my name and change my diet, people don't realize the other thing that was fundamental for those two things that happened was I changed the way that I thought.
But why are you saying that? We have done many shows. I can commiserate about his shows so far. But for the first time, you're saying openly, you changed how you thought. You also said another thing. You said the major problem for many people is a conditioned mind. Where did they get that from? You're not blaming school or education. You say, where do you get a conditioned mind from?
All I know is I've been fed a devil philosophy throughout my lifetime. I know deep down inside my heart, I said, there's something better than this. I searched and I asked, because I knew this was this. I said, this can't be it. This is someone else's illusion. Show me the real deal. And remember, they always say, be careful what you ask for.
Yeah.
But I did. And boy, did he reveal. It started with me first.
Okay, I hear you loud and
clear. I got stripped naked.
Okay, I hear you loud and clear. Now,
so now I can see everybody else's naked.
Hold on. let me take you back to the Bible. You say, in the initial encounter with, let's take the Adam and Eve. Jah had fellowship with Adam and Eve. Light and light fellowship. Jah as spirit is a spirit and must be worshipped in spirit and in truth. Truth as light fellowship.
Yeshua said that.
Yeah.
Spirit of truth. Yeah.
Spirit of truth.
Yes.
Now, you say, no one noticed any nakedness. When did someone notice nakedness? After disobedience.
Right. And their thinking was changed.
Changed.
Come on, brother.
Now, you say, did they have to think then about good and evil? Of course not, brother.
But you know, that allegory story, that now that you brought it up,
yeah,
it also pinpoints something very interesting.
And that is?
If woman is disobedient to Yah, because we think about what Eve did.
Okay.
Adam was commanded.
Right.
Eve didn't know. Or what made Eve make the decision without consulting with her mate first? And if you noticed, this is how it has been. I can testify as a man. Even my own daughters, when I tried to raise them up as vegetarian, they thought I was torturing them. Can you imagine that? The proper way is torture? So that tells me that the devil philosophy of convenience and doing your own thing is what they're more comfortable with. And they'll follow it without even a protest.
But look at it this way, brother.
Come on.
Listeners, follow what I'm saying to my brother. What I'm saying you have made such radical shifts, not only in terms of a change of name, your nutrition, and your thought, that I'm saying my writing, How to Be Black in America, the Jahima Hanif story, How to Be Black in America. I am not advocating blackness. I'm saying, let's get away from color and look at freedom without color. And you're meeting Jahima Hanif.
Let's bring humanity back. Throw race out.
Throw race out.
Bring humanity back.
Oh, but you see what you just said? No, you said throw race out. For you to make a statement like that today in this political arena, you say, have you noticed recently a lot of clashes about racism?
That's just the devil philosophy creating division. You know, you got to keep crap going on.
Should I remind you?
Look, the Illuminati set that up too. They know what they're doing. And remember, he represents them. And I try to tell my people that. I try to give them a key. Like, check out the Council for Foreign Relations. Then maybe you'll get up a little higher. I'm trying to give you. Because they don't do that in college. They make you earn it. I'm going to give you set you up here so you can get that information. That's why he was elected. He wasn't a homeboy, remember?
Okay. Now, as usual, listeners, I'll try and condense this so that we are at least focused on one topic. Now, usually my notes, you can't see my notes, but I said, bear with me on this one. Climax have 6 letters, climax. Now, when I say climax, I'm thinking about both of us are men, but we know what a climax is.
Well, it depends on when you say the word, what is your thinking at that time?
Okay, hold on.
Come on.
Now, forget about thinking and let only the body speak. What's the word that can cover a feeling that both you and I know? In other words, we are men, brother, and we have had different women. You get me? And a climax is a climax. You need a word to describe it?
Well, some people call it orgasm.
Orgasm.
Versus
climax.
Versus climax.
Okay.
Because if you think of a climax, I can think of many climaxes that I've done on the basketball court.
Okay.
Okay.
I kind of figured you were going to go there.
Oh, of course.
But
no,
you're not allowing I to get to make my point, brother.
Okay.
I am saying many times, and we are talking the same language, because many times you and I know what it's like to be on the basketball court where the body takes over. It's like you don't have to tell the body. It's not that you're not thinking, but you just feel it. You get me? You're in the zone. You feel it.
And that ain't an orgasm either.
And it's not an orgasm.
I want to be specifically clear about that. That's a climax.
But it's a climax.
That's why I don't want to get the two confused. Because in this society, they confuse the two. A woman doesn't have a climax. She has an orgasm. If she does not have an orgasm, you didn't man up, did you?
Exactly right.
Because a man can have a climax.
Okay, let's keep on this a little bit longer. You know why? You know why? In us being on this subject? Because even in sexual intercourse, sometimes selfishness plays too big a part. Where you're thinking only about yourself and you're not thinking about your partner.
Men have that problem very bad. Because for men, it is natural. It is natural. It was designed that way.
Let me hold you here for a minute.
Come on, go ahead.
Okay, I'm saying. Now, think of someone buying sex. They'll get a climax. The girl will be there. There are going to be rules. This is not about love. It's about sex. Climax is there too.
It's about the dirty flesh. Come on, bro. Let's not play with this.
Okay. Now, what is the difference between that climax and the climax of love?
That's interesting because this week, I don't know, I just saw a European couple, young, picked his girlfriend up, and I'm in San Diego, went to get some gas or something like that, and then it just hit me. Young love and old love. Thank you, y'all. You brought this round so I could bring this topic up. What is the difference between young love and old love, or young lovers and old lovers? What's the difference, bro? The major difference between those two.
Okay, let me say this about love. Love don't have different changes when viewed from man's perspective. Now, you say, love is love. Love is love in that love will always be love. But once man's mind begins to try to analyze love, it's not love that has changed. It's man's mind playing games.
Well, it's not only that with minds playing games. You have to think of the physiology of the woman. She emotionally, how can I say this, builds a bond around love. That's the ultimate for her. But you know what the confusion is?
Okay.
She doesn't even understand what that is.
But love is not mental only.
I'll put it to you this way. Okay. And you and I can understand this.
Okay.
When Yah loves us, what kind of feeling is it? Or is it a feeling? Or is it that you just know?
I just know.
Interesting. Because how come it cannot be the same on the physical level? What's the difference?
Okay.
There's a difference.
Okay, there's a difference. Okay. My body is a body that knows how to heal itself. My body is independent. What affects my body many times is what society tell I in my mind that my body should be feeling.
Exactly. That means someone is putting their own thinking into your thinking, telling you how you're supposed to feel, like you ain't supposed to even know.
Yeah, but think of a fashion industry that is telling many, when you dress this way, you'll feel this way, and you're this.
Man.
And when you don't match up to this feeling, that's advertising.
Do you know what young girls are wearing now? They're putting the miniskirt to shame. That stuff is so tight and so high. It doesn't take nothing to just pull up, pull down, and go to town.
No.
It's ridiculous.
Okay.
So is the fashion industry and they got these females dressing this way. Just like I said on a show before, what's got all brothers dressing all saggy? Is that a fashion statement? Or is that a mindset? A terrible mindset that it's cool to dress like that?
Let's get back to...
Come on.
How was Adam and Eve clothed? They were clothed in gel-like glory. After disobedience, light... And light can't fellowship with darkness. So, Jah light left that was clothing them. Then they realized they were naked. Remember, this is an allegory. They were naked in that they were by themselves and the fellowship was lost. Yah ultimate goal is for us to know him and in that intimacy, to fellowship in a family. of love where you're totally accepted.
And that's key, because that's what the double philosophy has undermined.
Definitely.
And that's why you have the dirty flesh.
Oh, no. I just said that, let me share this with you. And you know, in this, many books, you said, doing the work of the body and addiction. Bodies don't think, care, or have any problem with themselves. They never beat themselves up or shame themselves. They simply try to keep themselves balanced and to heal themselves. They are entirely efficient, intelligent, kind, and resourceful. Where there is no thought, there is no problem. It's the story we believe prior to investigation that leave us confused.
Let us people know what you read from in the source and the page.
Loving What Is, Byron, and I'm on page 167.
There you go.
Okay, now, eventually, I think the listeners will know that there is a very elaborate library that we are, where we are operating from.
Well, those who can get to their library.
And the library is open, of course, through the show, in terms of we work out a way how you can access these books.
You got to find and put them online, but see, that brings up a question of copyright. And
okay, now, he says, the body knows how to heal itself.
Of course, it was designed that way.
It was designed that way, brother. And what we do, especially a person like yourself, who has such a strong focus on the importance of nutrition, you're what you eat. And so many people are so careless about what they put into their system.
Even your loved ones.
Okay, I hear you loud and clear, brother. You can't beat the TV that's promoting pizza, where you as a vegan, you just can't compete, brother. I know that I'm heading in that direction. I'm not there yet. You've lived there for a while.
Of course. Now I don't know any other way to go.
And you show the benefits.
Even if the meat was all, I can still grow my own food. And I don't need a cow. Not even chickens, but it'd probably be good to have something like that. But I don't need that. I can just really just grow crops, almost create a hunter-gatherer's type of farm.
Let me say this to the listeners. We try to get as much in this program as we can. Take what sugar does. Sugar hit a certain part of the brain that activates the happy chemical. So children, by being encouraged to eat sweets, sugar especially, it's just that immediate satisfaction. And what they want out of life is the avoidance of the reality of the benefit of struggle in terms of establishing discipline and just go quick to quick, easy solutions.
Right.
Sugar.
Yeah, of course. Almost like why you have supermarkets. Because it's convenient to go there and get. That's why you have mass production, food mass production. Probably wasteful too.
Yeah. You know what I'm learning about you as we do the show together? We learn about each other. You know how your mind works? When you say supermarket, you know how long people lived village style before there was even thought of a supermarket, brother?
They was living off the land, that's why.
Talk to me.
No, you just brought it up. Isn't that interesting? Versus what they call throwaway country life. Or pagan life, no, I'm sorry, peasant life, didn't mean to say that, versus modern convenient life.
The difference is this, the intimacy, the importance of being around plants, around life, around land, animals, that can't be gone too long, because we begin to feel so isolated that we begin to lose all responsibility as tenders of this earth, where other beings live, not only other animals, but where there's a discrepancy, where in some areas we have to have children dying of cholera. How can...
That's ridiculous. I know. I saw that in Haiti. I thought that was ridiculous. But that goes to show you that despite what Haiti's gone through, these people are still going through a massive struggle, but now they're going through a massive struggle with no rebuilding, total calamity, no infrastructure. That's got to be devastating. But they're so strong,
okay,
and so diligent.
Let's get back to the Illuminati.
Of course.
Okay. The Illuminati, what you said is something very interesting. And I think in some kind of way, there's going to be requests. They obviously, I'm writing something. So apart from books, there are books that's being written that's not written yet, including the Jehi Mahanif story. Now, let me show you how the Illuminati works. You see this word Babylon?
That's the original.
That's Illuminati. Mystery Babylon.
That's the original.
That's Mystery Babylon.
That's the original Illuminati.
The original Illuminati was Mystery Babylon.
But see, nobody talks about that. And you won't see it here described. They don't even link them. The closest link to Illuminati is Mason.
Are you kidding me?
They don't know Mason. About this. They don't know about this.
Mystery Babylon.
This is the original.
Mystery Babylon. Mystery Babylon is Satan's kingdom that he operated behind the real Babylon.
Remember what he did. He got all those people, Nimrod, to single-mindedly try to build something to reach the Most High. If that's not original Illuminatiism, what is it?
Look at this. Now, you say Babylon was an actual city where, as you say, they were building a tower to get into heaven. Who would try to do that except one who was kicked out of heaven? No, he says he will actually get people.
He did.
But he was over here. He was operating from behind all these images. It was him.
But he changed their thinking and got them all to... That's power, bruh. That's ultimate power.
That's satanic power.
What do you think is happening right now? Your best and your brightest right now are captured by the Illuminati, including Kobe and LeBron. You know why the ones who killed got killed? I'll name them. John Lennon was part of the Illuminati, was sucked in.
He was.
Somebody got him out. Either he changed his mind or Oko got to him.
You're going over the Illuminati too quickly. Well, because people don't know what we're talking about.
We're talking about an organization.
Okay.
But it's really a consortium.
It is.
Of elitist, rich family enterprises. Because in order for the Illuminati to carry this out, they have to have the Rothschilds. They got a lot of people in their pocket. There's a lot of devil worshiping going on. And it's being done at the very high end. This is why I knew, when I understood about money, I understood exactly what Yahshua said to that rich man. Give up your riches and follow him. I understand it now. Completely. It's not about the paper.
Okay.
That's what I'm telling you. It is not about the paper. Forget about the paper. You win against Lucifer when you give up the paper.
Okay. It's not about the, of course it's not about the paper.
But everyone, we got brothers out there saying it's the bling bling. They'll give up a right eye for some bling bling.
Let me
come on, go ahead. By the way, before you start, get going. We're going to take a 60-second break. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to continue our discussion about the Illuminati. And my brother had the floor.
Okay. Listen to this. Let me share with you what I just wrote. Let the music touch you. Which you? You mean I am a divided you? Which you? I am body. Shut up, soul. Both of you need to respect each other. Who's talking?
Spirit. Yeah, because those things have to be in harmony.
Now, you're right, brother. But you see, you walk that so easily that you don't realize that people think their mind can do that. Mind can't do that, brother. People think that their minds are creating something. No, someone is creating your mind. But there we went over. I am a spirit having an earthly experience. I am not an earthling having a spiritual experience.
But see, that's a matter of thinking.
It is. It is.
That is the most powerful weapon that is being whipped out on this planet right now.
I agree with you 100%. I agree 100%.
Because if you control the people's thinking, you control the body.
You control the body.
You control the body.
No. As I said, body has its language. Body language. In other words, let's go back to basketball. I remember your game pretty well. When you see Jaheim in action, you see some smooth flow with some basic fundamentals. In fact, I have the thing over there. You used to teach the fundamentals for Questway Lions.
That's key.
No, but you see with you, your body speaks its own language, and it's the same freedom. But you say the whole you is present, body, spirit, and you say your mind,
body, mind, and spirit. Yeah.
Okay, but yeah. Your mind is your mind looking at Satan's attempt to create a mind that wants to say, this is you. You are saying, you can't do that. I know who I am, and I'm not that me that you're trying to create. I passed that.
That was my rite of passage.
Of course.
The ultimate rite of passage.
But brother, let me just say this to the island, especially to listeners that's beginning to identify with us individually. Mm-hmm. You say, it's not easy to be a Jaheim, or it's not easy to be a Dennis. You follow what I'm saying? Because it's not an easy road to freedom. Of course, the book that Jaheim, I think, is going to write, The Journey to Freedom. You need to say in your own words, this is a brother that I've spoken with, Church Bennett's Wall, Bishop Blake, and I'm saying, you need to meet this brother. He don't have no big congregation, you don't have no fancy building, but with through him, you'll find much more freedom than what you go to those buildings and expect to find. It's not there. It's not there. But yet how many people go there to try to find it?
I know, but my job is to tell them that it starts with them, not the building. Them. This is where I've always been. It's almost like Yeshua points to the Father. Mm-hmm. I point at yourself. Because when I point at yourself, you're automatically going to have to. But you got to look at yourself first. It has to start with self, because that's what happened to me.
Is it? If you look at yourself, then you look at others differently.
And you have to look at, what is he looking at?
Okay.
You have to ask that fundamental question.
But okay, ladies and gentlemen, let's expand the show to its full capacity. Now you have reference to a PhD in astronomical physics and a PhD in mathematics. I want to put to my colleague Jaheim. What is the relationship between astronomy and astrology?
Astronomy is about the stars,
right,
and the planets.
Right.
Astrology, man, that's paganism.
That's paganism, right? But hold on. You say, but what time of year you were born is significant, because it does help to shape.
But that's zodiac. Now, see, that'd have been
the zodiac.
Now, see, that'd have been a trick question for you to use next time. What is the difference between astrology and zodiac?
They're the same thing. Astronomy is just stars, but what
the zodiac has to do with your star chart and how the planets and the stars line up the time that you're born,
right.
And that tells a story.
It does tell a story.
Astrology tries to appeal to a particular trait or sign that relates to what is going on in the mainstream culture right now.
Does the devil fit in any of this anymore?
Of course he does.
Which one of them would?
What are you going to believe? You're going to believe what some astrologist said, or you're going to believe what your star chart tells you?
You make it like hard.
I know, my brother. But it is. It's true.
Okay. No.
They don't know anything about
you see, but you're going into... you're going to heights where many of our listeners, you're losing too many listeners that way. Because you say astrology, astronomy, and the zodiac are very different. The relationship between astronomy and astrology have a lot to do with your alignment with the universe. That is particularly you. And it's very significant because it gives you a chemical identification.
Let's look at what the Kemites did, how they lined up the pyramid.
They lined up
with the star.
With the star.
Now, let me tell you, what was that? Was that, and this is the question, let me see how you come back. Was that astronomy, astrology, and or zodiac?
It was not the zodiac. Okay, hold on. Okay, hold on.
Think about it.
Let me clarify this.
Think about it.
Okay, you're saying, here's the earth. No, they're aligning these things with stars in terms of planets. There was no telescope or anything.
Because I think zodiac came out of astronomy.
Definitely.
Because the Kemites had one thing that could make the zodiac thing work, and that was the Nile River overflowing. It did it every time at that certain period.
Okay. Jehima, look at what you're saying.
All right.
You're saying many things. Give me a sense of timing.
Go ahead.
Before I go with this.
All right. We got 20 minutes.
Okay. You say the Nile, right? The Nile was so important for eating that the Nile was almost revered as God. You follow what I'm saying? Because they didn't have all this language business in terms of relating to the earth. And then the seasons.
Well, think about
the concept of seasons is very recent.
But think about it. The Kemites understood that the sun, the land, and the water, that's harmony. They even probably had a name for that particular god.
Harmony.
They understand the trinity of these things.
It's really harmony. No, I have it written. It's really harmony. Because they were listening, they were hearing music. They were hearing the sound of the universe. They were really hearing. Because they were so sensitive in terms of their divine openings open to being touched by the reality of the one universe.
So what were these people eating?
Okay, follow this. The relationship of the same percentage of water in the human body to water on the earth and all the elements that's out there in terms of the alignment.
Excellent point.
Yeah.
Come on.
And now the body says, here I am, I'm created. Now, what begins to affect this body is not only the home you grew up in, but let's take Black America. Let me use that term. I'm saying in this community, the tension in here is higher than the tension somewhere else. You grew up with that. And even as a child, quickly you begin to learn, don't go there. And then you begin to learn about danger. Then somebody starts to paint a picture of who you are in your head. Where did that come from? And then the reality of the police. Recently, the police had some youth in the back. He said, why are you running from the police? You and I have gone over this before. I'm saying, because he is afraid of him. It's historically so.
Trust is not a great thing going on right now. They don't trust.
Yeah. But let me mention this also. Many times you look at the TV, you see the guy that killed the veteran police officer. What color was he? You follow what I'm saying? This image of all these images of the Black people. You say, is this a bias on behalf of news media?
Yes. It's white supremacy along with the Illuminati, they're all painting this picture, and it's changing how people perceive one people and how one people perceive themselves.
Let me put it this way. I'm saying the reason is so deliberate because white man's greatest fear is a free Black man, like yourself. And they're not afraid. They don't think that you'll do them violence.
Let's not.
They think you'll bring down their system.
Let's not do the. It's not. It's a different type of freedom. You got this has to change.
It definitely.
And we can't buy in into their definition of reality. That's what I'm saying. Forget the paper. Give us the land. Forget the paper. Give us the land. It's like Malcolm said.
Okay.
We can build whatever you want to call it. A community, a human community, we can build. And this is what is needed in the world today. We already see every government model doesn't even work. They're all crumbling right now.
Jehima, let me remind you of monuments that was built on the earth. When one was a circle.
Yeah, we've talked about that.
The idea of a circle. The idea of a circle, not the type of, if we are going to be building, we are going to be building, but we won't build the same thing that's being built right now.
Yeah, we're going to be a lot of circles. Do you know how many buildings you can put a complex, if you build in a circle, when it's in a complex, versus a square or a triangle?
The circle is a symbol of eternity, brother. Us as eternal beings, spirit, eternal beings. And I'm saying, what's happened in history was you are trying to destroy the black man's spirit by beating his body, but you didn't. What you are afraid now is that you won't have his body to beat. And once his spirit aligned with his body, that he might look at you and begin to see you as a possible victim. But he will never reach that place because his nature is totally different. Since he's the original human being, his basic nature is the preservation of life, not the destroying of life.
No, but you will destroy your own life because of your own nature. And we will separate from you because of your nature. You cannot belong to the 98% of the color because they spectrum is a harmony. You're not in harmony. You must be separated until you can come and practice brotherhood by giving up your weapons, giving up your greed.
I disagree.
What do you?
I disagree in this sense. It's not that. We talk about separation and integration. We're talking about separation and elimination. You're going to be eliminated because we can't just fellowship with you. And we don't want your help. Because there will never be a day.
They're doing it to themselves.
No, we are going to do it to them. That's our responsibility, brother. To bring about justice. We have justice on earth. That's our mission.
Yeah, but not to eliminate them. Not to eliminate them.
To do what with them?
How about rehabilitate their nature?
No. The mission of the church on earth, let's say the church, is to offer...
Whose church? Because there was no church. Europeans created the church.
No.
They wanted to put him in a physical. Because that is the thinking of how they think.
Okay. Remember when I say the church, I'm not thinking about a building. I'm thinking about people.
Where we don't hear enough is what Yah regards this body to be.
Attempt.
Thank you.
Attempt.
Thank you.
Now, let's look at the situation with Israel and the expectation of Jews that they'll build a new temple. Yah no longer dwells in temples built by men. But, you say, Bishop Blake, you can't honor God by building a fancy building. You'll honor God much more by feeding the hungry people around the building that you're. Break down the building, maybe that'll be wasted money, but you're heading in the wrong direction.
But see,
you cannot honor God with monuments.
But would he do that? Would he do what Yahshua told that rich man? Would Christ do? Would they wouldn't do that. You know they wouldn't, my brother, because they love the angel who portrays the angel of light, religion, because it gives them something that Yahshua had but didn't have to display it. They want power.
Books, so important. Okay, I'm reading. I'm saying, I'm convinced that this is not possible in a typical church model that has services rather than putting people in touch with each other. They're having services. Rather than putting people in touch with each other. Now, I remember sitting in a meeting with Chip Murray. I'm saying, look out the window. Those are real guns and they're shooting real bullets. This is not what This is not about church. The church is a community. You need to be out there doing something about that, not building edifices.
But see, that is what the European style of religion and Christianity has done. It has structurized it, and it's created its own tradition, which goes against the very foundation of what Yah has set up.
You're missing the bigger point. Us, as tribal people, is not used to this building thing. We are intimate with nature.
So were the native aborigines who were here too. Why do you think they lived in two different places?
I like where you went with that. You know why I like where you went? Because this is not a black show.
Never has been.
And it will never be.
And it's open to anyone else who wants to come aboard.
But by both of us making this statement that this is not a black show.
Neither, we don't run this. Yeah, I run this.
Exactly right. Neither Malcolm or Martin was about blackness. They were about fairness and justice.
That's interesting because you never hear that mentioned when you mentioned those two. But yeah, absolutely right. They were.
Yet, they would be classed among major black leaders with an agenda. They never had a black agenda. They always had a human agenda. Freedom for all and a global one. Where we are a common humanity and a common earth with similar needs, and we need to be about the business of being most human by appreciating and working with our brethren globally, no matter what they look like.
That's a big step, because Garvey's movement was to balance the global system as a chess move by getting the African man and African woman to recapture Africa. And by recapturing back Africa and doing the things that he said that we needed to have, our own armies, our own this, our own that, we could have changed. Things would be much different now. There would be no Illuminati.
You always combine Marcus Garvey, Martin. Let me help to combine it. Marcus Garvey, Martin, Malcolm, Bob Marley. Now, we are saying you need the land. You can't have freedom on a land that somebody could just come and tell you get off. And
even if it's your own land.
No, but look at this. Us as a people, we are the inheritors because we are the meek who have inherited the earth. This belonged to us. This belonged to us. That's a very bold statement for the show.
But we don't act like. That's the problem. And we don't think like it. Because when we do, the thinking will cause the action to happen. It always does.
Exactly right. We run this, brother. But no, with Rastafari.
You see, Satan has set up his government. And they're supposed to do that. It don't work.
Okay. But when I said to you, we are going to bring him down.
That's a bold statement, bruh. I gotta go home tonight. I gotta step out this building. I gotta drive these freeways.
We have these brethren looking out.
But see, I go with confidence. I got y'all got his hand on.
Provider and protector.
Because there ain't nobody else can do it but him.
Exactly right.
There ain't no man gonna do it.
Yeah.
That's why I said what I need a posse for.
Yeah. But listen to this, Jamie. You see, what I'm preparing you for, brother, in terms of some major moves that I've already made setting up all this, I'm saying you got to be ready for the response of this world to a person like yourself.
I am ready.
And how they will respond.
I'm already.
It might surprise. Maybe it won't surprise you that much.
No, because I'm already prepared to go to prison. Because right now, for what I stand for, and I'm not going to let everybody know what that is right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, they can go get me thrown in prison right now.
You know what?
That I'm ready for.
Well, with so many brothers in prison, why don't we reform the prison? We are already there.
Well, if I do, I guarantee you I'm going to sign up for the George Jackson program. Guarantee that. That's the first thing we're going to do. I'm saying, can I sign up for the George Jackson? They're going to be like, oh my, that's right.
Brother.
That's right.
Listen to what we are getting ready to do. I'm thinking about it. We're going to have a day when we'll celebrate Malcolm. I don't know if it needs to be on his birthday or whatever. But you know where Malcolm became Malcolm? In prison.
Of course.
These brothers that are in prison. Brother, Malcolm became Malcolm in prison. He met a brother that was in there.
Yeah.
You told me the story.
Yeah, a guy named Bimby. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
No.
He's the one that straightened Malcolm out.
Yeah. No, these brothers in prison, they can listen to the program. Why
bro,
don't they listen
bro
to the program?
Malcolm's manhood, the gangster, Negro minded, broke it down. I had to break that man down. That wasn't easy for Bimby. I'm sure it wasn't. And I'm sure Malcolm fought in tooth and nail.
Definitely. With all these brothers.
Till Malcolm started to read and started to think. And that's what changed Malcolm. The books and Bimby changed his thinking.
Let me ask you this question. Do you think there's going to be hope for all these brothers that's already there? That a program might develop in there where that become the place of change? Especially mind change?
We're not counting. The state's not interested in doing that. So I don't know what's going on. Because they're not coming out. They're coming out worse than they went in. That tells me something's not effective.
You think we are seeing too big if we see a reformation in prisons? Where a lot of our brothers and sisters are?
They do need to be reformed. But you know what's happening with prisons now? And we only have about 4 minutes.
Okay.
Is they're being privatized.
You're right, brother.
So what does that mean now? They're going to be on more lockdown. They're not going to be giving up nothing. And they probably won't even be able to get the George Jackson program. Because they'll be running the show. What they're going to try to find a way is how they can squeeze and make money out of it. They ain't going to give a hoot nanny about rehabilitation.
Doesn't that bring in so much confusion? You say, what is the role of prison? Is it reformation?
No, it's warehousing.
Or punishment? It's warehousing.
It's warehousing.
It's warehousing.
It's warehousing people. And here's the kicker. How do you get the constituency of the United States, the people themselves, to support warehousing people? Because it's not just the government. It is us, too.
Definitely.
It's our fault, too.
Well, we are just standing and looking at
that's it. And interesting, because that's what Bob has said in one of his songs.
Why are we standing and looking at it? Why don't we do something?
Well, we look and watch. That's why we sit around and watch our prophets die.
Exactly.
That was a bold statement that Bob said.
Why don't we do something about it, huh? This show is doing something, and we are doing something about it.
Well, we're not doing enough. You know that.
I agree.
You know that.
I agree.
We're not making nowhere near the noise, but see, we don't want to do what the tea partiers or the tea baggers, only got 3 minutes left. We don't want to come like that. We want to come like the Illuminati. We want to be effective and dangerous. Who are they?
Brother, we are the true light.
Who are they?
We are the true truth.
We have to be like undercover Jedis.
Exactly. Another thing, this has to be undercover all the way.
So how do we put an organization together like that without it being infiltrated? That is not
brother,
going to be easy.
If I had that answer, I would
but you know what?
To when we meet again.
But you
follow?
Know, but you know what? If we allow Yah to be our guide, we won't know.
Definitely. It has to be that way.
We won't know.
It has to be that way.
Why? There's going to be certain tests. Easy tests.
It makes life exciting, brother.
See how you think, how you do.
Brother, I have found out
darkness is not that easy to
penetrate?
To see. You know why I say that? For me, I feel it.
I feel it too.
Look, feel it too, you can't brother. Fool me.
Yeah.
I don't have to hear it.
See, I have it written.
I don't have to see it.
Yeah.
Because remember, you can't see this.
No, you can't. Okay. Well, no, hold on a minute.
I mean,
with spiritual eyes.
Ah, that's different. You can't see with the naked eye.
You can't see with the naked eye.
But we said, you and I say we feel it, we're seeing it through the spiritual eye.
Yeah.
And it lets us know.
But in us dealing with the Illuminati, you see that symbol of the eye on the dollar bill?
Yes. That's the eye of Lucifer.
Careful, brother. You with me 2 minutes more, you bring up a subject like that.
The show's done. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining our show on Freedom Friday. We've run a little over a little bit, but we thank all those who listen to it. And like I said, if you feel that this will be a benefit to you, let one of our correspondents know. If we get enough response, we'll put a website up. We'll throw emails out there. We'll think about that. But we'll talk to you later. Thank you for listening to our show. Take care. Bye.